Now we discuss a method which is called the binning method, which is often used in together with the jackknife method. One of the main limitations of the jackknife method is the computational work that is needed to apply it in practice. And this is a problem when the number of iterations is very large, because the computational work that is needed to compute the jackknife averages is of order n squared, so it increases quadratically with the number of iterations. And this may be a problem if n is very large. For instance, if you have n of order 1 million, then it may take a lot of time to compute all the jackknife averages and then to compute the jackknife variances and so on. So usually the jackknife method in this case is used together with a different method, which is called the binning method. The binning method essentially consists in putting together bunches of results. So there is one number which is relevant in the binning method, and is the number of bins. Now we will do an example immediately below, but let's define the terms. We have capital N, which is the number of iteration. Then there is lowercase small n, which is the number of bins, and the ratio between the number of data and the number of bins is the bin length M. And of course, you should choose the number of bins so that this number is an integer. The bin length should be an integer. So capital N divided by small n should be an integer number. So let's see how it works in a simple case. Suppose we have 9 data and we want to bin them, to group them into 3 bins. Of course, since we want to go from 9 data to 3 bins, this means that the length of the bin is again 3, which is 9 divided by 3. So M is 3. So the meaning of the binning is the following. We take the first 3 results, f of x1, f of x2, and f of x3. They belong to bin 1. Each bin is of length 3, so they belong to the first bin, and we create a new variable which is capital F1, which is the average of these 3 values. So is 1/3, 1 over n in general case, in this case 1/3, of f of x1, f of x2, and f of x3. Then x4 and x5 and x6 belong to bin 2, and so we create a second variable which is capital F2, which is the average of these 3 values. And then X7, X8, and X9 belong to the third bin. And so we define a new variable, F, capital F3, which is the average of F of X7, 8, and 9. Note that we are not losing any information, because if we only know, imagine that we only know F1, F2, and F3, we can of course reconstruct the sample mean, because the sample mean in our case is simply the average of F1, of capital F1, capital F2, and capital F3. So knowledge of the functions capital F is equivalent from the point of view of the average values to the knowledge of the functions f of x1, f of x9. But of course there are only 3 variables here, 3 capital F variables, and so it's easy to deal with this. It is easy to deal with that. In general, so this is the general definition, the bin length is m, and so we group the variable f of xi, x1, up to f of xm into a new variable f1, capital F1, which is the average of f from x1 to xm. Then in F2, we include, we average all Fs from xm plus 1 up to x2m, and so on. So we are essentially grouping the data in bins of length m, and we replace in for each bin the variables f with capital F, with the average of them, which is called capital F. The advantage is that we start from a number of variables, which is capital N, it may be large, and we end up with a number of variables, capital F, now the binned one, which is significantly smaller, is simply small n, lowercase n. And if we choose the bin sufficiently big, the variable small n may be small. Then something that we don't prove, that you can prove if you want, is that these variables, capital F, from this variable capital F, we can reconstruct everything exactly as we did for the original case. So we define now the jackknife averages, F bar I, related to the capitals F, capital F, so the variables that are obtained after the binning procedure, and the variables JI, which are related to the binned variables, capital F bar I. And then we apply the jackknife formula exactly as before, simply replacing the number of bins, and we put the number of bins in place in place of the number of data. So in all formula, when there was capital N, we substitute small n, and so on. And then everything is correct again. The main advantage that we can use a number of bins small, not too small. It is usually a good idea to have small n not smaller than 100. So typically one takes the number of bins of the order of 100, and this means that the work that we need to compute the jackknife averages now is of order small n squared, but small n is of order 100, so it's not difficult to do it computationally. So this represents a big improvement compared to the original jackknife methods, and provides unbiased and correct estimates exactly as the original jackknife method. So in practice, programs are written in this way. You have your data, you first bin the data, so you compute the capital Fi, then you save the capital Fi in a file, say, and then you use your jackknife routine to compute errors and average values using just the bin data, which is usually a very fast procedure.